Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local right now. I'm talking with Monty from a band called Un. It's been a long time coming. How are you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. It has been a long time, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. When was the first time we met? Probably, was it through Ryan the Beard? Probably?
What, maybe?
He was like working on some like early album you guys did or a demo or something, I think.
Yeah, we recorded with Ryan our first demos back in 2013, so nearly a decade ago. But as far as how long we've known each other, I feel like I can't even remember how long it's been. I feel like it was even before that. Like maybe we met at some Studio 7 shows.
Probably. I was at so many of them.
Yeah. Like I remember right when like you first had like kind of the torch passed to you for
Metal Shop. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a long time. And I know that we've talked about doing this since basically those first demos were being done. So
yes.
Well, better late than never.
Exactly, man. And you know, one of the reasons we're finally chatting is because you guys are going to be one of the local bands to represent the Northwest at Northwest Terror Fest, which is fitting, Northwest Terror Fest. You guys are one of the Northwest bands. You guys are going to be playing the first day, which is Thursday, June 30th. You're going to be playing the Barboza stage.
Yeah.
The bands on that day include bands like Izmi, Ludacruck, Obsequy, I don't know how to say that, Vile Creature, Windhand, Hallows, Gracion. Are you guys going to be going on tour to support this? Are you guys going to be on tour? Is this a one-off thing?
No. So actually, we are going on tour with Windhand starting next week. We're out on the road for about 10 days with them, and it ends at Northwest Terror Fest, which I think is kind of perfect.
Absolutely. I got to see... in November, I just happened to be on a wet East Coast trip with my girlfriend. She's a big Philly Flyers fan, the hockey fan. So we went to Philly to see a game, and we saw Windhand, and they were crushing and so good.
They are amazing. Truly one of the best performers that I've seen. We've got to play with them a few times, just doing some local one-offs before. So we're really looking forward to spending a lot more personal time with them.
Is this going to be your first tour back since the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah. First tour back in almost 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Nervous.
Yeah. What are you most nervous about?
I'm most nervous about the things that I'm not thinking about. You know, we did this so much after Sentiment released that it was kind of like second nature for us. And then now, after taking such a long break from it, I'm constantly feeling like I'm forgetting something. Like there's one, you know, box on the list that I haven't checked yet. So I'm sure it'll be fine. But, you know, just want to make sure that the shows are as like good as they can be for everyone.
Get back into the groove of things.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you guys have played a couple shows though, right? You at least one, right?
Yeah, we played one back in November.
That's right.
At Substation with Primitive Man and The Body, mm-hmm. and there was like 20 amazing artists that played. I can't even remember all of them. Usnia was there. It was super super rad.
But Northwest Terror Fest. So tell me, are you pretty hyped to be playing the return of Northwest Terror Fest?
I actually am, and it took me a second to kind of feel the excitement because we played it once before and I kind of never expected to get asked again. But I truly consider it to be a great honor. The community that we have here in the Northwest, in Seattle specifically, is incredible, and it has given us such a cornerstone to find the modicum of success that we have. So yeah, I'm very excited to contribute and be able to like be just in communion with all of my friends and fellow art makers. You know, it's awesome.
After 2 years of having to delay it, it's going to be nice to be able to be, you know, together with that community. And you know, there's a lot of rad Northwest bands on there, like Filth is Eternal, Drawn and Quartered, Is Me. It's going to be rad. So I'm stoked for it, man.
Yeah, I think people are really thirsting for it, you know. We all need it.
Absolutely. So how did the pandemic affect your band? Did you guys go into writing mode? Did you guys break? Did you guys just kind of do your own things and not focus on the band and focus on your own things? How did you guys kind of navigate the pandemic?
Yeah. So I think that the way I navigated it was a little bit different than the way that my bandmates did.
Sure.
At the end of 2019, I had already kind of decided that I needed a little bit of break from the band life and wanted to take some time to do some personal projects and stuff. And then that happened to coincide with the pandemic, which...
Yeah, the world gave you a break.
Yeah, for a second, it seemed really cool. You know, I don't know how deep you want to get into this kind of stuff, but it was actually super intense for me. I fell into a pretty deep depression, and I didn't play guitar for like a year at least. My guitar just sat in its case, and that's...
I remember seeing you at the tea shop you were working at and asking you, and you were like, "Nah, man, I haven't even been touching my guitar." So
yeah, and that's not to say I wasn't playing any music. I was... diving a little bit more into learning synthesis and playing around with synthesizers and working on ambient music, which is a lot less regimented than the way that I treat which I'm very like focused and specific about, you know, very intentional.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just needed a break, and then I kind of fell so far out of the groove that it was hard for me to get back into it.
Yeah.
And you know, so we took quite a long break. When we got the show offer for last November with Primitive Man, that kind of sparked rehearsals. And
you're like, wait a second. Now I'm in a band.
Yeah. And we had tried, you know, like we did rehearse like here and there a few times throughout the summer. But yeah, then we like really hit it. We ended up bringing back an old song that we had never played in front of like a Seattle crowd before. And that was cool. Yeah, it was a 20-minute song that we had basically never played, and it was a big challenge, and it felt really good to, like, get on the stage and, like, nail it. Because I wasn't certain that we would nail it, but we did.
Okay, so I gotta ask. So I remember, you know, hearing like stories of like you have a Neurosis poster in behind you.
Yeah.
I remember hearing stories of like, you know, people seeing Ozfest, Neurosis play Ozfest, and they're like, yeah, they played two songs. So you guys are like a funeral. I don't want to classify you if you don't feel comfortable, but I would say funeral doom. Is that?
I would say like death doom. We're faster than like the average funeral doom band, but I feel like that longing Edgar Allan Poe-esque like dark nature of it definitely like kind of we're definitely very funeral doom inspired.
So I'll say death doom. So death doom. So I'll just say death doom. So you guys are a death doom band. You know, you get a opening slot for a tour or something, right? And they're like 30 minutes. Are you just like, all right, well, here's two songs. It's got to be a trip.
It's always a little bit of a bummer when we are told that we can only play 30 minutes.
well, here's one song.
Yeah.
Hope you like
it. And, you know, we've tried, we've actually sat down and tried and been like, okay, we're going to write a song that's like 10 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And that's just not the way that our brains work. It just doesn't happen. And I kind of stopped focusing so hard on trying to fit into that bubble. And like, if we get offered 30 minutes to play, I'm just really grateful, you know, for that. I hope that the people who get to experience that, I'd rather people leave wanting more than leave feeling exhausted by it. Cause it is really challenging music, even for myself, you know, like if I go see, you know, another funeral doom band, even if I really love them, it's like, I have to decompress for a while afterwards. Yeah. So it's a lot. It's an emotional labor for sure.
All right, man. Well, you know, you have been at this for a while, a long time now. And you said a decade plus, or almost a decade, at least, of like recorded music. But when did UN get together? Was this your first musical project also?
No, I mean, I think for all intents and purposes, this is like the first serious musical project that I've been involved in Seattle. I played in a death metal band that really didn't do much prior to that. I have made some guest appearances for some other bands from Seattle that I probably shouldn't name today, but then after UN, I did end up joining with some of my heroes, Sammoth Race, which is another doom metal band that I really admire. But yeah, did I answer the question or did I just ramble?
No. When did UN start?
Oh, UN start.
And what was kind of the what brought you guys together?
Yeah. So the quick points are. The original drummer and I lived together and we just had a small practice setups in our house and we just kind of started jamming and writing songs. And then our friend Clayton, who lived down the street and who I actually have known since I was maybe like 13, we went to school together. He started coming over and joining in on the bass.
Are you from up north?
Originally, I'm from Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, okay.
Cool. Yeah, Clayton and I are both from Grace Harbor.
Okay.
So we know each other. We've known each other for a long time. So it just made sense in the moment. And I think when we first started, we were kind of all over the place. Like, we wrote four songs, and they were all, like, different genres.
Oh, yeah.
And we had
Which one sticks?
Well, the doom metal part is kind of the one, but... We still have those old recordings and we've thought about if anyone would be interested in hearing them, you know, releasing them again. But, but at the time we just didn't know what to do with that. Like there was just so much unfocused, material. It was all really cool. We were all really stoked on it, but it was just like all over the place. And in the moment we wanted to really lean into that, just kind of having like no barriers, just like tap into whatever influence we wanted to at the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why the name UN made sense in that moment, because we just were doing the opposite of whatever we thought was expected of a metal band. So Yeah, just some three weirdos playing in a living room, literally, while our other roommates were probably sleeping.
Yeah.
So, and then it just kind of snowballed from there.
That's awesome, man. So, you know, since that moment, you know, you've done the number of records, you've done some rad tours. Looking back on, you know, the last decade or so, and obviously it's not done yet. You know, you're going on this big tour with Windhand playing Northwest Terrorfest, like I said. Yeah. But of all the ones that you've completed pre-pandemic, what have been some of your favorite tours and favorite countries or cities to play?
I hold fond memories of every tour that we've had the opportunity to go on. Going to Europe with Conan, I think, is obviously the highlight of any of our like musical careers up to this date. Still extremely grateful and fortunate to be able to kind of be taken under the wing of such a powerhouse of a band with such a dedicated and bloodthirsty following as Conan, and getting to kind of like be in their territory for that, like, absolutely unforgettable experience. The 5 weeks that we spent with them was life-changing, and I can't wait to do that again. But you know, we've done a lot of cool stuff, and I live for being on the road, and so like just getting out there and being able to like interact with other people from our community, especially people who really connect with what we're doing on an emotional level, like, you can't not be grateful for every moment of that.
When you're out on the road and, you know, there's, you know, you're not at the venue yet, you need some fast food or you need some quick food, what's your go-to? What's your go-to?
My go-to? Honestly, we eat so much garbage because it's cheap. Lots of McDonald's, lots of McChickens. If we're on the eastern side of the United States, I love Waffle House stops. Mm-hmm. But one fun thing that we really do, especially on the West Coast, we do these things called taco tours. And okay. That's kind of like, especially starting in Seattle and going south, it's like the farther south you get, the better the tacos get. And so we always will just like power down and just eat as many tacos as we can. And I think we went on a 10-day tour with Usnia, and I think between the four of us, we ate over 400 tacos together, and we were keeping track of them every single day.
That's a stinky van.
Yeah. No, you know, honestly, it was the best I'd ever felt, you know.
Oh, wow.
We've done some weird tours where McDonald's is really like the only like quick and affordable options. And like you just feel like all
gut
the time.
Bomb. Yeah.
And I can't do that for too long. I have to like just like do 7-Eleven salads or you know, like whatever we can get.
Hard boiled egg or something.
Yeah. You know, so the taco tours are surprisingly, especially if you're not getting fast food tacos, if you're getting like really good tacos, like I never felt better on some of those tours, you know.
So nice taco tour.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this Windhand tour will be a taco tour.
Nice. Make it a taco tour. I'm speaking with Monty from UN, and we're actually going to go into a song. So we're going to go into the song Sentiment. This is the title track from the album Sentiment. Do you want to say anything about this before we jump into it?
The song is kind of the emotional centerpiece of the record. It was inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche because I am a edgelord, cringy man. But basically it's about the delicacy of human emotion and how we navigate that through our lives.
Here it is. It's Sentiment by UN. It's La Mocal Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back.
common than ever, choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Sentiment by Un here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and they're going to be playing the Northwest Terror Fest. They're going to be playing day one, June 30th, Thursday. They're going to be playing the Barboza stage downstairs, and it's going to be killer. So they're going to be finishing their tour with Windhand, with a big homecoming show at the biggest North metal fest in the Northwest. So tickets are available and now, and I'm going to be there all 3 days, so I'll be partying with Un.
I'm so excited.
I don't know if Un is the soundtrack to partying, but fuck it. I'm going to party anyways.
I think that we exist somewhere in the Venn diagram of introvert, yes, and extrovert, you know. It's definitely some emotional partying. Like, I don't know. Try it, see what happens.
So I know you're a big fan of Opeth, as we've gone to a couple Opeth concerts before.
Yes, we've gone the two together, basically.
Yes. Yes. Was that your gateway to Death Doom? What got you into the sound that Un kind of represents?
Well, that is a long, slithering road. But interestingly, I mean, that last show that we went to with Mastodon was the first metal record that I ever bought.
Oh, wow.
With my own money. Like, and so that just had its 20th anniversary. So
yeah,
that was definitely the gateway to like harsh vocals, really distorted guitars, things like that. Mm-hmm. I have always been interested in thematic melody. I grew up listening to fantasy movie soundtracks. My favorite album ever is the soundtrack for this movie Legend by Tangerine Dream, and the melodic
with Tom Cruise
and Tim Curry. The themes of that, like the big melodic pieces that you come to associate like certain characters with, you know, like this, you know, like everyone knows the Imperial March and like associates that directly with Darth Vader, you know. It's so iconic and emotive, and it really sticks with you forever. That is like I love soundtrack music because of that, like themes, like these like motifs that kind of like blend in and out of music in different ways. So Opeth, yes, I got into them with My Arms, Your Hearse when I was maybe like 14 or 15. A friend of mine and I, we split the cost of that record.
Yeah.
And then we shared it. And then it's just like, it was really annoying, but like we made it work where we had to like swap the CD back and forth like every other day so we can each get a chance to listen to it. Yeah.
Both get your Opeth time in.
Yeah, the storytelling on that record especially. And so Opeth is definitely maybe not my like most favorite band anymore, but I would say definitely one of the most influential bands for two main things. One, the melodic sense, like the way they still tour, the way they tell stories through their leads, the lead guitar work. And then their actual storytelling, like the stories that Michael tells with his words. And that just is such a beautiful package to me, and absolutely something I strive to do myself. And interestingly, not a whole lot of people pick up on that influence, but when I listen to our songs, I'm like, oh my God, I hope people don't hear the Opeth riff in this, you know?
So what got you into the underground, man?
I was just constantly searching for weirder and heavier music. And I grew up in a very small town where like MTV and FYE were the only avenues that I had, which, you know, by my standards now are very surface level. You know, it's like I got Slipknot, I got Throwdown, I got Bleeding Through, and, you know, stuff like that. Like that was the heaviest music that I could find, which was all great. And those things still, embarrassingly enough, like hold.
Hey, Bleeding Through rocks, man. Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So I like started getting onto message boards and just like soaking up anything that I could, you know. I mean, there would be days where, you know, I would find like something like Spawn of Possession, which is like brutal technical death metal. And still then also Crosis, you know. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I'm so sad that I never got to see Spawn of Possession. And so I listen to all kinds of music, you know, like not just underground stuff. I listen to everything from, you know, Danish dream pop like Mew to, you know, Nile. And so I just have a deep love for music and exploring and like finding out what is interesting and challenging for me. And that's another thing. I think that challenging music tends to be the music that I grow the closest to, stuff that I really am like have to like put effort into understanding. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just a weirdo, I guess.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. I'm going to put you on the spot big time here. So we all know the big four, quote unquote, of American thrash. We got Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer. You told me Un is death doom. What is the big four of death doom?
Big four death doom. Okay. Esoteric is number one. Highly underrated. I mean, I think that they have a big following for what they are, but I just feel like they aren't brought up in enough conversations about doom metal or death metal as a whole. Evoken, yes. American funeral doom, death doom, absolute godfathers. I still think to this day they don't quite understand exactly how monumental what they do is.
I got one of their CDs back there, just one, but I have.
Which one is it?
Let me check.
Oh, okay. Well, H. Ramores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Actually, I'm going to check that out and listen to that tonight.
That album, track number 5, An Intrinsic Divide, I think is the best death doom, funeral doom song of all time. The wow. riffs on that are just like, I listen to it weekly still. Damn. Incredible album. Ahab.
Yeah.
Ahab's a really serious influence for me. I think a lot of people who dive deep into funeral doom and death doom, I think that that influence is also pretty obvious. That's a personal big four. I don't know if I would include them in like as far as like the seminal death doom, you know. Sure. And then the last one for me, maybe not death doom, but true Finnish funeral doom is Shape of Despair. Mm. Melodically, atmospherically, they are everything that I associate with doom metal. It is just sorrowful.
I don't know that one. I got to check it out.
They came out with a new record this year, and it is it's one of my favorite records. You know, I think that it's really interesting because they're a band that doesn't change up their formula like too much or too often. Mm-hmm. But what they do to me is just so perfect. And it just like hits me in all the right, like emotional spots. Like yeah. absolutely love them. If I could change everything about what I do with Un to sound like another band, it would be to sound like Shape of Despair. So
nice. Okay. Right on, man. Shape of Despair. So Esoteric, Evoken, what was the third one?
Ahab
and Shape of Despair. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're going to get some death doom nerds like, well, actually.
Probably. I mean, who cares?
That's your personal big four, though.
Yeah, so for sure. Yeah.
That's the thing. And okay. So being that, you know, this is a local album local and this is Northwest Terror Fest. What are a few of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Favorite Northwest bands of all time.
Yeah. Long gone, local now, doesn't matter.
Yeah. HIMSA.
Yeah.
I remember seeing HIMSA, the ad mat for Courting Tragedy and Disaster and like Revolver or something when I was so young, like in middle school. And
changing album.
Yeah. And some friends got one of our moms to drive us up to the Graceland,
yep.
you know, to see HIMSA for their DVD recording,
yep.
Which is very infamous, but absolute all time favorites. John Pettibone is still, I think, my favorite frontman just ever.
And a sweet man.
Yeah. And he's amazing. Like he's watched me grow up as a human and a musician. And I tell him every chance I get, what an inspiration he has been to my life. And I think he hates it, but I'm not going to stop telling him.
Yeah.
I
just went to Slipknot with him the other night.
How did I not know that Slipknot was here?
Slipknot and Cypress Hill. It was a blast. Cypress Hill is the perfect opening band. They get everyone in a good fucking mood.
Damn. That is rad.
Yeah. It was a good time.
I love Slipknot. I am an unapologetic new metal fan.
You're a maggot.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I like, you know, I kind of fell off in the middle of their career, but their last record I thought was super cool. Yeah. You know, still one of the only bands that are bringing like blast beats and harsh vocals into like
mainstream pop radio. Music. Yeah.
Yeah. Slipknot's a pop band. They're also a metal band, but you know, like love them.
All right.
Well, we're talking HIMSA, about Northwest.
HIMSA. So who else we got? HIMSA and a couple more.
Ethan Ordahl.
You got Bellwitch behind you.
Bellwitch. Bellwitch was a huge influence to me as well. I was already very far down the funeral doom path, mm-hmm. but it wasn't until seeing Bellwitch live that like I really had a tangible understanding of like how far you could really push the genre, and what those two individuals do is mind blowing. Jesse, especially, I don't think that there's another drummer in extreme music on one side or the other that does what Jesse does. And I'm just like constantly awed by them. You know, I cannot wait to hear what they do next. So yeah, absolutely. Bellwitch.
And you said Issa Nordahl. I won't
Issa Nordahl. Yeah. I mean, I just love the really sentimental, romantic, melodic, you know, stuff. But I also love stuff like Big Business, like Helmsley. Yeah, like stuff that's just heavy and, you know, like progressive, but and just unlike any other stuff that you see, you know, or hear. I'm trying to think because I'm...
That's enough. That's enough, Mon.
Okay.
We're good. We're good. All right, man. So, you know, you guys are doing on this tour with Windhand. You're going to be coming back for Northwest Terror Fest. And beyond that, do you guys have any plans for the rest of 2022, or is there anything you can share?
So, I mean, nothing really to speak of right now. We have a handful of new material that we were hoping to bring on this next tour. Didn't really work out, but the songs are just, you know, they're so long and they're so involved that we really need to like really settle into polishing this and then taking it into the studio. But I have a very strong emotional concept for the follow-up of Sentiment, and I'm like looking forward to sharing that with people as soon as feasible.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that. We're going to end with a song here, another one, but before we do, my question for you: pick a scar on your body. Show us if you can, or and just tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Okay, I'm not going to show you, but
all right.
When I was born with a underdeveloped esophagus muscle and digestive tract. So I had to have a very experimental surgery at the time called anisinfundoplication, where they do all kind of weird shit to my insides to reroute the way that my digestive tract works. At the time, I was only the third person to have it done. Now it happens every single day in America. It's used to treat really bad acid reflux now. It's a quite revolutionary surgery. However, I have a giant, probably, you know, 20-inch scar across my torso from one side to the other. That when I was a child, we used to joke with people and say that I was bit by a shark because that's kind of the shape that it takes. Now it's done like needlepoint, like through with a microscope and a small laser. So very different, but yeah, I won't show you. It would get labeled as NSFW real quick.
No worries, man. Dude, so what was the name of that surgery? Or what was the name of the thing you had done?
Anisinfundoplication.
That is the name of your new gore grind band.
Hey, I'm a death metal guitarist first and foremost, so you know that's definitely within my wheelhouse.
All right, sick, dude. Nice. Okay, man. So again, Northwest Terror Fest. You can catch Unplay if you like what you're hearing. You can support them, stream their music, buy their music. They have it all up on their Bandcamp, right?
Yeah,
their Bandcamp. And is that unvibes.bandcamp.com or just
unvibes?
Yeah. Good vibes, good heavy vibes. Again, Northwest Terror Fest, June 30th. Show up on the Thursday to catch them at the Barboza stage. And we're gonna end with a song here called "A Garden Where Nothing Grows." Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Right on. So why don't you introduce this before we jump in?
Yeah, Garden Where Nothing Grows. It is another fancy term for a cemetery. The song mainly deals with processing the loss of a loved one, not necessarily just from death, but just from the way that life works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is, A Garden That Where Nothing Grows. One of the longest songs we've ever played on Loud and Local. I love it. Nice. Let's get into it, dude. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
We'll be right back.
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, man. So, you know, you guys are doing on this tour with Windhand. You're going to be coming back for Northwest Terror Fest. And beyond that, do you guys have any plans for the rest of 2022? Or is there anything you can share?
So, I mean, nothing really to speak of right now. We have a handful of new material that we were hoping to bring on this next tour. It didn't really work out, but the songs are just, you know, they're so long and they're so involved that we've just, I think, really need to like really settle into polishing this and then taking it into the studio. But I have a very strong emotional concept for the follow-up of Sentiment, and I'm like looking forward to sharing that with people as soon as feasible.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that. We're going to end with a song here, another one. But before we do, my question for you, pick a scar on your body. Show us if you can, and just tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Okay, I'm not going to show you. But all right. When I was born with a underdeveloped esophagus muscle and digestive tract. So I had to have a very experimental surgery at the time called anisinfundoplication, where they do all kind of weird shit to my insides to reroute the way that my digestive tract works. At the time, I was only the third person to have it done. Now it happens every single day in America. It's used to treat really bad acid reflux now. It's a quite revolutionary surgery. However, I have a giant, probably, 20 inch scar across my torso from one side to the other. That when I was a child, we used to joke with people and say that I was bit by a shark because that's kind of the shape that it takes. Now it's done like needlepoint, like through with a microscope and a small laser. So very different, but yeah, I won't show you. That's what it would get, labeled as NSFW real quick.
No worries, man. Dude, so what was the name of that surgery? Or what was the name of the thing you had done?
Anethin fundoplication.
That is the name of your new gore grind band.
Hey, I'm a death metal guitarist first and foremost, so that's definitely within my wheelhouse.
All right. Sick, dude. Nice. Okay, man. So again, Northwest Terror Fest, you can catch Unplay. If you like what you're hearing, you can support them, stream their music, buy their music. They have it all up on their Bandcamp, right?
Yeah.
Their Bandcamp. And is that unvibes.bandcamp.com or just un?
Unvibes.
Unvibes.
Yeah.
Good vibes, good heavy vibes. Again, Northwest Terror Fest, June 30th. Show up on the Thursday to catch them at the Barboza stage. And we're going to end with a song here called A Garden Where Nothing Grows. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Right on. So why don't you introduce this before we jump in?
Yeah. Garden Where Nothing Grows. It is another fancy term for a cemetery. The song mainly deals with processing the loss of a loved one, not necessarily just from death, but just from the way that life works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here it is, A Garden Where Nothing Grows. One of the longest songs we've ever played on Loud and Local. I love it. Nice. Let's get into it, dude. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.